Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
You know how sometimes a song pops into your head out of nowhere and you find yourself humming it to yourself all day? You can try to think about other things, but it never works. The song keeps playing over and over on a constant loop in your brain. No, I'm not a doctor and I don't even play one on TV, but I believe the technical term here is earworm. It's not nearly as disgusting as it sounds, but it can certainly be aggravating. I think there are two kinds of earworm songs. The first is a song that I call a lifer. In other words, a song that shows up whenever it danged well pleases and takes its own sweet time leaving. It announces itself without warning, and you're stuck with it for a while. For me, the song that infects my brain and shows up at the oddest times is a tune called I Write the Songs by Barry Manilow. I've come to hate it, but I'm powerless to purge it from my memory bank. Curse you, Barry Manilow. The second type of earworm is a song that you haven't heard or even thought about in years, perhaps decades. Something triggers a memory of it, and you can't get it out of your head. That's exactly what happened to me when I read the news in The Blade that a rock and roll singer of my youth, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, had passed away at the age of 89. In the first place, I cannot imagine Freddie Cannon as an 89-year-old man. For me, he was a rock and roll star of my teenage years, and I still see him in my mind exactly that way. But about the earworm, maybe you too remember Cannon and his many hits. For me, one always stood out. It was a song called Palisades Park, about young love sealed by a kiss atop a Ferris wheel at the eponymous amusement park in New Jersey. What made the song unforgettable was not the lyrics, but the sound effects. While Freddie's booming voice was proclaiming his love, the noise and excitement of a busy midway and carnival rides, especially a roller coaster and an old-fashioned calliope, sparked the imagination of every teenager who listened to the record. Frequent appearances on Dick Clark's American Bandstand helped make him a rock and roll icon. That and a string of hits that also included Tallahassee Lassie, Transistor Sister, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. After not hearing any of those songs for decades, I can still recall the lyrics. Freddie didn't have Fabian's good looks. He didn't have Bobby Rydell's voice. He certainly didn't have the star power of Elvis. But he was one of a kind, which is all he wanted to be. Not only did Freddie Cannon live to the age of 89, he leaves behind 2 children, 5 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. For a fan like me, who only remembers the guy as he looked and sounded at 20-something, that is a revelation that is tough to accept. I'm sorry for their loss. So I mourn his passing and celebrate his life and his music. But there's just one problem. Once again, after all these years, I can't get Palisades Park out of my head. I may have to go to Cedar Point to pay my respects.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.